The first NBC announcer to become a star was Graham McNamee. He did almost everything for a while. Here he is calling the Max Bear Primo Canero Heavyweight Championship fight.
Here it is again. Bear comes in like a shot of lightning this time. Drives his left to the side of the face. Then his right and left both to the body. While Primo seems to have come to some, he has a tremendously large swelling on the left side of his face from those terrific right-hand blows of
Bear.
And then a terrific right hand to the side of Carnera's face. And Carnera goes down again, but only for the count of one. The man won't stay down. Oh, this is a scrap. Carnera has fallen. Carnera has fallen again, but he is up instantly. The man won't stay down. Talk about nerve. He'll fight till he's dead, that man. Carnera is almost through, though. Nobody can do it. And finally, the referee motions Bear to his corner, and he should have done so. He should have done so because it was too fearful. Wait, I'm going to get Bear.
Hello, Mom.
A lot of the comedy on radio was visual, stuff the listener could see in his mind's eye.
What if you had a blind mind?
People did incredible things for almost nothing. But the dollar went further in those days.
Even in those days, Bergen, the dollar only went as far as you and then stopped.
Here's Ralph, This Is Your Life Edwards, at the very beginning of his 26 happy years with NBC.
You haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequences. Mr. Marisich, can you imagine anything more impossible than standing up here in front of a radio audience of some 15 million people and making love to a seal? That's what I say, too. Well, I tell you what, and we want you to lie down on this clean sheet, and we want you to pretend you're a seal. You're Mr. Seal calling to his mate. All right.
Well, I want you to call your mate. Just flap your fins and bark. Well, what do you know? Here comes a real live seal on the stage. Here is a real live seal. Mr. Marisich, you look completely abashed. You didn't think we'd do it, did you?
Oh, no.
Well, your call was so realistic, you've actually enticed a real, live, honest-to-goodness seal onto the stage. You're going to have to serenade this seal. You called her, now you have to sing to her. Now, let's hear you bark in your best seal baritone voice the song Let Me Call You Sweetheart. Now, Mr. Marisich, I want you to make it romantic. Look into her limpid eyes. And don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed if Sarah the Seal joins in with you on a couple of those high notes. All right, now, serenade to a seal. There are the words, passionately. Stand up for this and sing to Sarah the Seal, Let Me Call You Sweetheart.
Let me call you sweetheart.
I tell you, if there are any better sports in this good old USA than you, Mr. Marisich, I want to meet them. Here is your fin, $5. Mrs. Robert Beardsley of Redwood, New York, gets $10 for the consequence.
How much did the seal get?
Al Jolson brought his monumental talent to radio at the head of his own show called Shell Chateau.
He even tried to get me to join him.
Charlie, why don't you and I merge our shows? Be partners. You and I will go together like ham and eggs.
Yeah, see, now there you go, putting yourself first again.
Well, we won't worry about that. We'll split the billing 50-50.
50-50.
Yes, sir. And you know what? We'll split the jokes 50-50, too.
50-50.
Yeah.
And what about the money?
The money? Well, we'll work out some arrangement about that later on.
That don't smell so good. I want 50%. Now, you're trying to push me around.
No, I'm not.
You're
I'm not.
Me
not
around,
no, 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 Charlie, I'm not.
Yeah?
You know your little old Uncle Jolie loves you.
He do.
Yes, he do. But he don't want to give you too much money.
No.
Or he might not love you anymore, you see. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I forgot something else.
Yeah?
And then we got to deduct $100 a week, you know, for bad debts.
Bad debts?
Uh-huh.
Who ain't paying off?
Well, three fellas. Win, place, and show.
Oh.
Oh, I forgot the main thing. I got to have a new home at Palm Springs.
Tell me, why can't you live in Los Angeles?
Because I do mind the gray skies, sonny boy. Oh.
Alice, no go.
Now, Charlie.
No, I don't...
No, Charlie, please don't say that. You're tearing the heart.
Is that
the
true?
Very heart out of your poor old Uncle Jolie.
Yeah? Yeah, you got to cry louder than that.
Well, I'll do it again.
No, no.
I love you, Charlie. I love you. My head is bending low, I tell you. I'm down on my knees, boy. I'm down on my knees pleading with you.
As long as you're down there, why don't you sing us off?
Climb up on my knees, sonny boy. Boy, you're only three, sonny boy. You've no way of knowing, there's no way of showing what you mean to me, sonny boy. When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies. You make them blue, sonny boy. Friends may forsake me, let them all forsake me. I still have you, sonny boy.
Hello, Edgar. It's good to be working again with you and Charlie.
And Chasen Sanborn. Charlie, you remember Ben Grauer?
Oh, see him every New Year's Eve in Times Square.
It's wonderful, Ben. You were a big-name reporter when Charlie and I started in radio, and you're still heard every week on NBC.
Oh, thank you, Ed.
You work every week for NBC?
That's right, Charlie.
Well, Berg and I only work once a year. Tell me, Ben.
Yeah?
Could you use a partner?
Well, we are partners, Charlie. Partners in telling people that heftier Chasen Sanborn coffee has a flavor that really grabs you. Heftier Chasen Sanborn.
That's right, Ben. Heftier Chasen Sanborn has been blended hefty to cheer you up, warm you up, and perk you up.
He's always interrupting me, too, Ben. I just wish he'd keep his mouth shut.
But Edgar enjoys talking about Chasen Sanborn coffee.
Well, that's all right when he's talking.
But you said...
I want him to keep his mouth shut when I'm talking.
Goodman Ace, today one of TV's top writers, and his wife, Jane, were famous as...
Ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces.
Dear, I ran into Mrs. Norris today.
Hard, I trust.
Now, dear, is that a way to talk about your boss's wife?
Yes. What did Mrs. Norris have to say?
Well, mostly she said, where have you been, long face, no see? Why haven't you been at our Thursday afternoon club meetings? We missed you last Friday and the Friday before, she said.
Just a minute. Hold the phone there. The Thursday afternoon club meets on Friday.
Yes. They changed it from Mondays, you know.
Oh, they did. The Thursday afternoon club used to meet on Mondays, and now it's Friday.
Yes.
Isn't that awful?
And she said they've been doing such exciting things at the meeting.
For instance?
Yes.
Is that so?
That next winter we're going to do social work, Mrs. Norris told me.
Social work?
Uh-huh. She said it's very interesting to see why the other half lives.
Why they live.
But what do you think they're taking up this week?
What?
Numerology.
No.
Yes, they got a man coming to lecture about it, and I'm going to be there tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Saturday.
This week, the meeting's on Saturday.
Yes, I figured.
You know what numerology is, don't you, dear?
Yes, I happen to know.
It's lucky numbers, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody should have a lucky number. You know, like I always say, 2 is my unlucky number.
2, yes.
Well, I should have a lucky number, you see. And sometimes they change the spelling of your name, and that's lucky, too. That's numerology. Sounds exciting, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, that's quite nauseating.
I should say.
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Norris said she once knew a girl who went to a numerologist, some man named Mr. Williamson, and this girl was having the most awful luck. She couldn't find a job. Nobody ever made any dates with her. She couldn't even find anybody to marry her.
Aww.
And 1 month after she saw Mr. Williamson, she got married, just by changing her name.
Well, what does she change it to?
Mrs. Williamson.
Of course.
Where the blue of the night meets the gold.
On Thursday evenings, the suave and sophisticated Bing Crosby in the old Kraft Music Hall brought a new kind of relaxation to the airwaves.
I remember how we'd meet in the hall at NBC, and I'd say...
Well, if it isn't a bingo.
Well, if it isn't a shingle.
Yeah.
For years, Bob Burns was Bing Crosby's partner.
Oh, I remember him.
Bing Crosby?
Oh, no, that other fella, Burns.
You are impossible.
No, I'm Mortimer.
All right. Never mind. I'm talking about Bob Burns.
Being on my vacation, I spent every bit of my time up in the state of Washington. For the past 2 years, you've been standing around here laughing at my kinfolks.
Yeah.
And I just went up there to...
I think I'll go and get a drink of water.
No, I went up there to see some of your kinfolks, and I saw them, and boy... I want to tell you, you've got some dillies.
You'll find me, Bob, if I...
No, you stay here, Bing. Don't you run away now, because...
Stay here and take it, huh?
Yeah, stay here and take it. Now, you always laugh when I mention my Aunt Boo. How about your own Aunt Boo-Boo-Boo-Boo? That's the one, you know her.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, that's the one that you told me was an artist. You said that every time she saw a beautiful piece of landscape or beautiful work of nature, her face was light up. But Bing Crosby, you did tell me that the reason her face lit up so easy is because she's lantern-jawed. I want to tell you, Bing. I want to tell you, in all fairness to your family, they do all wear shoes. That's a fact. Nice, high, yellow button one. But I asked him where he got the idea for his button shoes, and he says, well, says Cousin Bing never would write us and tell us whether he wore lace shoes or button ones. But one night we heard him saying, 1, 2, button my shoe, and we caught on. But tonight I am going to dedicate my number to that beautiful Puget Sound country. It's the prettiest country I ever saw in my life. I'm going to play the Land of the Sky Blue Water.
Bob, that was beautiful. That was really fine. I think I know what inspired it. I believe after spending your life around those muddy rivulets that aggravate the Arkansas hills, you came suddenly upon beautiful, crystalline, azure-like Puget Sound. And the urge welled up within you to play something fine. Is that right?
That's right, Bing. I couldn't say it that way.
You know, that takes me back to the days when I was just a nipper, way back in 1930. Doesn't sound like so long ago, but that was the year a few daring women were... just beginning to paint their fingernails. Commander Richard Evelyn Byrd spent New Year's Day at the South Pole in 1930 The University of Southern California put in a profitable afternoon that same day, defeating Pittsburgh in the Rose Bowl. Philadelphia won the World Series from St. Louis, and every singer who had access to a microphone was broadcasting something like this. Do you remember?
Time on my hands, you in my arms, nothing but love in view. And if you fall once and for all, I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for, one love affair.
What are we doing in this alley?
Visiting another one of radio's great announcers, Kenny Claghorn Delmar. I'll knock.
Somebody's pounding on my portal. Claghorn's your name, Senator Claghorn. I'm from the South.
Who'd have thunk it?
Where I come from, we consider New Orleans Yankee country.
Why?
New Orleans, initials are N-O. That's the abbreviation for North. They'd be alert now, boy. Come on in. I was just sitting here sipping my second cup of the heftier Chasin Sanborn. It's got a flavor that really grabs you, son. When it comes to heftier Chasin Sanborn, there ain't nobody Mississippin' like I Mississippin'. Yeah, that's a joke, son. Mississippian, laugh. You just sit there like a bump on a log.
How dare you call Bergen a log?
This here heftier Chasin Sanborn is blended hefty to cheer you up, warm you up, and perk you up. The only two people I admire more than Chasin Sanborn are Mason and Dixon, and I sure wish they'd made their line heftier. So long, that is.
Well, Charlie, I guess we're about finished.
Yes, Bergen, people have been saying that about you for years.
I mean, it's time to wish the heftier Chasin Sanborn and the huskier NBC Radio Network many more happy anniversaries.
With us, of course.
Let us hope.
There's just one thing more I wish.
What's that, Charlie?
I wish you'd improve every year the way they do.
Now, Bergen, it's against the law to hit me. I'm a minor. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
You have just heard the Chasin Sanborn 102nd Anniversary Radio Show, starring Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, honors the 40th anniversary of NBC. Written, edited, and produced by Carol Carroll and Daniel Sutter.
Monitor, going your way on the NBC Radio Network.